keep it alive through these lines I write. I keep it live cause I thrive. I might just blow your mind tonight. I'm so hyped, but it's no hype. From this height, it's direct hits on sight. I'm your type, lend me your ears to show you that there's something in me. I'm not giving up, I'm standing right here, holding these days hostage. And I'll make this my year. We turning fear into love, and the love's in the air. I love doing this cause nothing compares, nothing can share that same type of feeling when you feeling them flares. They can't catch it, it's havoc. I rip to a tear, switch the scenario. My stereos, I leave them impaired. Variables start to change, and they're all in my range. I just gotta grab it, it's all mathematics. Every step is drastic, I make it fantastic. I'm trying to take your breath away, asthmatic.
This is live through the stereo. Go and let it blow, blow through the stereo. I'ma let it low, low through the stereo. Yo, here we go, go through the stereo, stereo. This is live through the stereo. Go and let it blow, blow through the stereo. I'ma let them know, know through the stereo. Yo, here we go, go through the stereo, stereo.
Yeah. Just nod your head with it, so explicit and vivid. Every image is intricate, intimate. I put my all into it, no scrimmage and no rules. I'm a pro tool, hear my heartbeat beat into the vocals. I'm so loco, lost my mind, oh no. It's ponderoso, dope so, no overdose cause it's dope. Yo man, this is house grown, mixed with some milestones. So I let the style flow, down like the Dow Jones. Bringing it with some foul tones, letting the crowd know we getting loud, so it's eardrum rudiments. Yeah, we bring it rude again. Move, little hooligan. Music for tuning in. Full time to the 10. I'm on my clock, like I told you. I'm doing this for dreams.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Anti-Media Radio. It's Friday, March 21st, 2014. You're here with LaVon and Simone Blaze. She's joining us once again. This evening, we're going to get through some guided meditations, all original, created by Simone. And if we have time, I have one as well. We may get through some articles. So I encourage you guys to enjoy this evening's program. Friday nights, it's a little different on the Anti-Media. We try to mix it up and balance all the political stuff with a little mind-body stuff. How are you this evening, Simone?
I'm doing well. Tired because I'm on the East Coast and it's already 11 o'clock.
You're a trooper?
I'm doing great.
You're a trooper.
I'm trying.
Thank you. I always try to express my intense gratitude to you. You're so amazing. Thank you so much for joining us. Everybody loves you. You've been requested like crazy. So all your little fans out there, you're welcome. Thanks. You're welcome.
Feel free to friend me on Facebook. I'm always looking for new connections and feedback is always welcome.
Definitely.
So, as LaVon said, we decided to do some guided meditations today, and I asked a couple of people what their preferences would be. And one of the experiences that I had recently was a technique a friend used with me on how to connect with my body, with my mind, with my emotions, and with my soul, and find out what I need to heal. So I chose today to make a guided meditation out of this to help you to connect with yourself, because sometimes we're getting so caught up in our storytelling mind that we don't hear that inner voice of what is it really that my body needs? What is it really that my mind needs to heal? What is it? Just a simple thing, first thing that comes to mind. So I'm going, the first meditation that I'm going to guide you in will be reconnecting that way. And it should be a self-empowering experience and to just notice, to listen to what you get. And then it's up to you to take action, what your body needs, what your mind needs, what your emotions need, what your soul needs in order to heal. So why don't you get into a comfortable position and just close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths, relaxing into that position. Notice as you're breathing in, your first breath into your first breathing into your belly, filling it with air, then your chest, then breathing all that stagnant air out of your mouth. Again, breathe deeply first into your belly, feel it rise, then your chest, and then out. Repeat that a couple of times, and with every out-breath, release any tension, thoughts, or emotions you wish to release. Breathing in and breathing out. Release the control over your breathing and start breathing naturally, letting the body take over again. Just feeling the flow. And then as best as you can, bring your attention to the top of your head, noticing if there's any tension and releasing it, feeling it melt away as you're breathing out. Bring your attention to your face, noticing any tension there and releasing it as best as you can, letting go. The back of your head and your neck. Feel the tension melting away. The throat, the front of your chest, your shoulders, your arms, your upper back, your lower back, your abdominal area, your pelvis. Just let all the tension in your body melt away. Bring your attention to your legs. Breathing into your legs, releasing any tension, breathing into it and release. Your feet. Notice your whole body just feeling very soft and warm. How does it feel to be conscious of being inside your body? Is there a part of your body that calls your attention? Notice non-judgmentally and lovingly, remembering that your body is your temple that houses your soul. It is part of who you are in this world, and you want to take good care of it. Ask your body directly, internally, what do you need to heal? What can I do for you to help you heal? Do not think, but go with the first thing that comes to mind intuitively, and take note of that. You just connected with your body. You listen to what it needs to heal. Now bring your attention to your mind. Just watch the mental pattern as a witness without getting carried away with your thoughts. As best as you can, release the thoughts for a minute. And ask your mind, what do you need in order to heal? What can I do for you to help you heal? listen carefully to the first response that comes to mind intuitively and take note of that. This is what your mind needs at this time. Bring your attention to your emotions. What is the weather pattern like there? Not judge, but just observe. Then, just like a caring parent to yourself, ask your emotions, what do you need to heal? What can I do for you to help you heal? Listen carefully to the first response that comes to mind intuitively and take note of that as this is what your feeling energy needs at this time. Lastly, connect with your spirit and soul. Pay attention to what it feels like to connect with the essence of you, the whisper you only hear when you are quiet. Ask your soul, what do you need to heal? What can I do for you to help you heal? Listen carefully to the first response that comes to mind intuitively and take note of that as this is what your soul needs at this time. Take a minute or so to go back over your mental notes of what your body, mind, emotions, and spirit need. Contemplate how you can take action steps to heal the whole of you, the whole you, from what you learned, and set your intentions as best you can to help yourself to heal. Start deepening your breath. Slowly move your hands and feet and come back. And maybe you want to take some time to write down what you heard, what your body, your mind, your emotions, and your soul told you what you can do to heal. So this is the end of the first meditation. Levon, are you still there?
Oh, I'm still here. I was following along there. That was really relaxing.
Did you get any messages from?
Yes, I did actually. I was told that I need to drink more water. And I need to contact an old friend and say, I really miss you, and apologize for some things that I may have done.
Interesting, what sometimes the things that come through that we need to do, huh?
Yeah.
I've also had very interesting experiences with doing that for myself. I think a lot of times we're so outside of our body and so much in our mind, or just outside of it, or in the spirit world, that we forget to just take care of the simple things and forget how to take care of our emotions or our body. And with all, especially spiritual people, you know, we forget about our bodies being our temples that we need to take care of.
And I realize that, you know, it's been part of my personal journey recently is I make everything more difficult for myself. And, you know, maybe perhaps you do that as well. Maybe you hinder yourself more than you realize. I realize that I'm not satisfied doing things easy. I like them difficult. so I intentionally make them difficult. But although it's appealing to my mind because it's, you know, a challenge, I'm really wasting my time.
Mm-hmm.
That was a major breakthrough I had recently, just by listening.
Yes. And I think that's the part of our mind telling us of what we should be doing, and that we don't really, that keeps us from not listening of what we actually can be doing. You know, that we have the power of just changing that pattern.
Yeah.
And that keeps us in feeling stuck or in that mode that it's time is running away.
And you know how it changes? You gotta make a minor alteration to the systematic things you do every day that hinder that one thing. You know what I mean? So think specifically, what things or thing keeps me from this thing? It's like a formula, right? You figure out the parts of it, and then you have your solution.
Also reminding yourself, exactly, and setting intentions for doing things, for taking action steps, helps a lot too. And it's not about should, but what do you want to do? Like even putting an effort, setting an intention every day to take at least half an hour where you do something that brings you joy. Because I feel we're missing. We forget that sometimes. We're so caught up in life. What brings you joy? What brings you joy, LaVon?
The most joy?
Mm-hmm.
I'm content when everyone else is content.
What?
Besides that, I love to cook.
Oh, that sounds fun.
I'm a magician in the kitchen. It's, for me, it's therapy. And it's effortless, and I get to create, and then whatever I create is in a way it helps people feel better. I think food is transformational. You know,
that's true.
I think of food as a way to not only nourish, but it is mood altering. And I love to have that effect on people. You can taste when people put their energy into food.
I agree. I completely agree.
Yeah.
Therefore, there's not much good energy in fast food. Well, sometimes. It depends on the people. What I'm saying is maybe not nutritionally, but I think sometimes those people are in a very bad space emotionally and mentally, having to work in such a place that probably energetically even those foods are not very sustaining.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, that's, I learned this in my nutritional class, kind of, it's on the same topic. We got in a discussion of blessing our food, regardless of our religion, just giving it good intentions and how things seem to taste better. but on a scientific level, it actually changes the way it's composed. You know, everything is energetic.
I agree with you. And in that regard, I wanted to bring up another quick exercise about mindful eating. We might have talked about this before, but how many times are we doing something else while we're eating? Either sitting on a computer, using the phone, reading the paper, watching TV.
Yes.
Do we ever pay attention to our food and what the energy of it is like? So blessing it actually is a first good step, you know, to bringing the attention to the food and connecting energetically with the energy of the food. And then, but there's another from the mindfulness perspective, you know, to actually pay attention to your food, you can use like all your five senses depending on what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
Take an apple. I'm using a healthy food choice now, not chocolate, because even though chocolate is a much more fun experience. take an apple and just, you know, you hold it in your hand. So you have the first sensation of touching and just touching the smooth skin, maybe rolling it. And also maybe it might have bumps or it might be just be smooth or rough. whatever, and then seeing the colors, what color it has, and then bring it to your nose and smelling and noticing what happens in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Might be salivating. Bring it and then starting to take the first bite, but not chewing it yet, but just feeling the texture of the bite that you just took. And then slowly trying to chew it down and break it down and seeing how the texture and the taste change as you're changing the position of the food in your mouth.
Mm.
So you're really paying attention to the chewing process, which is already an important process in the digestive, whole digestive line of things.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps to get your digestive system ready. But also I feel just doing that, paying attention to it, energetically it changes, but it also, chewing it down, it releases more of the nutritional value of any food that you're eating. So that
assimilation.
Oh, physically you will benefit from it.
Can I tell you that just that simple apple exercise? Mm-hmm. My mind created a hybrid of a Gala/Granny Smith. That thing was flippin' delicious. I want to eat that every day.
See?
Thank you, brain. I love you.
And I'm not going to plant an unhealthy idea, but try that with a piece of chocolate, and it's a joyful experience. But even with an apple, it's wonderful. You know, like any kind of fruit, it's great. It's just fun. And also, it's simple. And, you know, if people say, I don't have time to do meditation or energy work, this is energy work. This is something you do have to do anyway. Pay attention to your food and not anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Just for a few minutes a day. That's another way of reconnecting with your body and your physical.
That's an awesome tip. And, you know, yeah, you're right. We could choose to do that several times a day. And I got to tell you, I have a whole new love for meditation. Being the facilitator of guided meditation, you know, just new adventure, has obviously prompted some research. So I've been listening to it a lot. So, you know, I've been making a lot of time to do it, and it's opened up so many little boxes of things and stuff I didn't know existed in my mind. And I have a whole new perspective of myself. It's super enlightening. You know, and you have a whole new level of love. You know, I added another layer of like, wow, that's cool. I, you know, just the power to visualize so intensely, and, you know, my mind created a hybrid apple and I could taste it, you know, and I did that in 2 minutes. That was awesome. So just imagine.
One of my goals is in the long run to start meditation groups for kids. And I will a lot use visualization because kids are very visual. And, you know, just to, and it might be much shorter meditations, but using lots of colors and fun things and, you know, just using their imagination, I think it'll be a lot of fun to create those kind of meditations.
I actually, I think that's a wonderful idea. Yeah, you know, I think when we talk about energy, and I struggle with this, and we think about our society and the pace in which it moves, mm-hmm. energetically, it's not designed for us to relax and be mindful, you know. And if that's stressful for us, imagine what it does to the little people who feel everything but don't understand it the way that you do.
Yeah. I think we're so programmed to be in constant fight or flight mode in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of is very taxing on the body overall. And the only way you can bring it back is to remember to take those times where you just, you know, you do a visualization, meditation, or anything that relaxes you. I mean, a lot of people, and I do too, it's so relaxing to just go out into nature, you know, for a while. It can be so relaxing, just the energy of being outside. Or taking a bath or taking a shower. You know, it doesn't need to be meditation. There's many ways that you can do that to reconnect with your, just reconnect with your being.
Mm-hmm. So,
did you want to talk about the articles, or I have another meditation?
I don't want to change the mood yet. So why don't you go ahead and get everyone ready for the next little session here?
Okay.
And then we'll take it from there.
Okay. So I asked a couple of my friends, and the next meditation is more spiritually oriented, and some people might not completely be open for this, but I created a meditation on how to meet your spirit guides, and it's been inspired a little bit by past meditations that I have heard about, and I just constructed it in a way that I felt was more open to make it your personal visualization on how you visualize you would meet your spirit guides, whatever light being, whatever it might be. Okay. And it starts similar to the previous guided meditation. It's going to be a visualization exercise again. And I ask you to just get into a comfortable position and close your eyes and take a couple breaths. Deep breaths. Letting go of the control of your breath. And just again, paying attention to the top of your head. Getting back into that space where you had released all that tension. Your face, just relax, release. Let it melt away. The back of your head, your neck and your throat, your shoulders, your arms. Just notice your whole body, the tension is just melting away. Your upper back and your chest. Your abdominal area and your lower back, your pelvis, just relaxing and sinking into it, sinking into the surface you're lying on or leaning back into. Feel gravity pulling you down, just feeling heavy as you go deeper and deeper. Bring your consciousness into a space of openness and visualize yourself, your astral being. Visualize your astral being in a protective energy bubble and energize it with the intention, I am surrounded and protected by light. No negative energy may come through. Visualize that bubble of light around you, making you feel safe and loved. With your inner voice, tell yourself, I am embarking on this journey for my highest good, and only the highest good may come through, as I am to meet my spirit guides. In your mind's eye, imagine that you're walking up a staircase or take an elevator or climbing up a tree. As you reach the top, notice a gateway covered in clouds. Maybe it looks like a mirror or just being covered by clouds and it's open. go through the gateway, you find yourself in a beautiful landscape. You may be in a countryside with green grass, wildflowers, and cherry blossom trees, or a forest, or at a mountain, or a beach, or maybe even in a planetary landscape. Just take a moment to pay attention where you are. Notice the colors, maybe plants and sounds around you. Take it all in. This is your sanctuary place, your inner world. In front of you, you see a path appear that winds its way to a light you notice far away. Follow that path towards that light. As you get closer, the light may change its color and the bubble become bigger. As you approach slowly, you start noticing the shape of a being within the light. There may be more than one being. Just notice what it looks like and feels like. There may be just orbs or shapes of humans, an animal or animals or angels or other mystical beings. What do you see? What do you feel? Feel the love of energy emanating from this being or these beings of light that have only your highest good in mind, always. You may choose to greet them. You may ask for names. You may or may not get one. Either way, accept the answer. The guides want you to know you can always call on those light beings to ask for guidance. The light beings love you unconditionally for who you are. Ask the light being has an important message for you regarding a current situation. Listen carefully as you receive the answer. Remember that you can do with the response whatever you wish, take it or leave it, as the guides respect your free will and always have your highest good in mind. Give your thanks and say your goodbyes. Turn around and follow the path back to the gateway where you came from. Go through the gateway and go down the way you came. As you reach your departing point, where you departed earlier, start deepening your breath and moving your hands and feet, and stretch your body. And whenever you are ready, slowly open your eyes. Take a minute or two to reflect of what you experienced during this meditation. So I wonder how that was for you guys. Did you follow it, Levon?
Yeah, I'm taking some notes. Give me a second.
Okay. Take your time.
That was awesome. Interesting. Like, a lot of symbology that I don't understand.
So, yeah, good. Taking notes is a good idea at that point.
Yeah. So I want to remember because it's interesting.
So this is a way, you don't need to necessarily have a guided meditation in order to meet your spirit guides. But also just getting into that space where you just were, returning to that place where you visualized you were, you can go down that path by yourself to meet your spirit guides again if you choose to. I am thinking about the idea of making a recording of the guided meditation on YouTube. I have not done much on YouTube yet, and then posted on my blog. I just have to explore that a little bit more. But I think it might be a good idea, and maybe even, I don't know, with some background music or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be awesome to set the tone. Yeah. You just have to be careful with copyright infringement. Yeah. So any of my friends out there who I've been asking you to make me some relaxing tunes, get on it, or else I'm just going to start making up music. Yeah, I don't know if you'll like it or not.
I wonder if there's some apps, you know, that you can download where you can combine your own tunes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I wonder if you use that as a background, would that be copyrighted, you know, because it's like just a combination of different sounds.
Maybe not. And I do have a good friend named Corey. I have to re-listen to some of his things. So, yeah, it's evolving. You know what I mean? I started, the first time I did a guided meditation was the first show of the year. So it's definitely getting more focused and different intentions, better intentions. So it'll only get better, just like anything else.
I think, yeah. I mean, for me, I think the content is good. What I need to catch myself sometimes still when I'm doing guided meditations, and that might be some of the feedback that I might receive today, I have to slow myself down. You know, when you have the script in front of you, just slow down.
Oh, definitely. You and I marvel at this. We're always parallel.
do you think I was a little too fast with it, or was it the pace?
I liked it. I wish there was a little more time.
More pauses in it.
A little more time after you get in this path.
Like, yeah.
More description of the light. for me, I just kind of went off on crazy tangents, and it was like, whoa, focus. But I really liked it.
Because the light is so individual.
Right, yeah, my light was like fireworks. It was going like crazy. But I loved it. Thank you so much for sharing. It was really awesome.
So, maybe, I think that's a good idea. Like, some might envision it as a fire or a star that gets bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't really have anything negative to say. You know, I enjoyed it.
But I think it's good feedback. I like to get feedback. And
yes, a little more time. That's all. Just because it was so pleasant, I didn't want it to end.
Anyone who ever wants to write guided meditations and read them off a script, here's my recommendation. If you're writing them down, you're reading them from a script, write into the script pause with capital letters, and then it will remind you to pause.
Oh, I totally forget. Or sometimes, poor people, sometimes I have them holding their breath too long. So I have to like actually write down the numbers, or else I'm like lose count. I'm like, oh, where am I? So apologies if I've had you like slightly without oxygen deprived there. I apologize. So I wrote a simple one. I don't know if we'll have time to get through it. We can try. I also wanted to share with you guys an interesting article in regards to gardening that was posted on the antimedia.org today. So if we have time, we'll get to that. If not, check it out. It's a good resource. There's a lot of content being generated. So yeah, make your way over there. I also encourage you guys to check out more programs on UCY. I love it. It's good stuff. So, you know, I'm driving my grandma's car, and I don't have any ability to listen to anything other than the radio, unless my phone has a decent charge. And I just drive around the entire time searching aimlessly. So if you suffer the same way, please, just know there are alternatives, just like anything else. So,
do you not have a car plug to charge your phone in the car?
I do, but it's a long story.
Yeah, it's okay.
So, my meditation, just because of the time, I'm going to try and get through the whole thing. Some parts may seem a little quickened, but I promise it will be relaxing. And my intention is to help you, like Simone did, connect to a place where you can relax and let go of tension. So go ahead and take a moment to think about how you want to relax. It's okay to choose an ideal spot, and you can choose to sit with your hands in your lap or lie down with your arms at your side, and you can rest them on top of you if you'd like. This place you choose is so comfortable and secure. Close your eyes and inhale deeply and intentionally with your nose. Count silently with me as you inhale love and light. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now hold that breath for 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And out. 3, 4, 5. Let go of your tension. And do this a couple more times. In through your nose. And expand your belly like we learned earlier. And hold. And out, releasing tension. Now feel your body tingle. Your toes are feeling this sensation. And you notice it start to creep upward, reaching the tops of your feet. They're dancing with warmth. Now your ankles too begin to tingle. And focus on the upward manner in which the sensation travels. Your legs too begin to tingle and alert your attention. Your knees, your thighs, your hips, they too are feeling light and relaxed. As you breathe, you feel the warmth around your core slowly edging towards your chest, your shoulders, your biceps. They too tingle with light. You feel as though your fingers are beaming brilliant, vibrant light. Your head tingles with excitement as you realize how relaxed your body has become. Now bring your attention to your spine. Follow it from the base of your skull to the very bottom of your back. From here, I want you to remove it from yourself and reach deeply down into the earth. Vibrant colors emerge. Blue, gold, purple fly as you penetrate through the earth. See it as you wish as you continue digging downward. You feel yourself reaching the center. Tap into it. Notice how whole you feel, how connected. You can come here anytime. This is a place to process and center. Now imagine a vibrant, vast rainbow of color circulating through the earth and into your top. Your head allows this vibrant energy to enter. It fills you and cycles through all the things that no longer serve you. Let it go. Wash it through you. Breathe through it. Rinse in the light. Feel the warmth. Notice how light your body has become. Take a moment to realize the things that you are releasing. It's okay. Just let it go. And how are you feeling about this? Notice how it affects you. Think about the things that cause tension in your body. Just let them go, bathing them in this brilliant light. Now I want you to think about this place you're in. It's so warm and brilliant. This is a safe place that I would like you to return to anytime that you feel heavy, anytime that you feel unbalanced, and just know that you can connect and reach into the depths of the universe and cleanse. Now bring your attention back to the top of your head. Go ahead and gently close the portal of light. And feel your muscles slowly retract. And the warmth begins to just trickle down, as if you are being covered in a warm blanket. Go ahead and wiggle your toes, move your shoulders. How do you feel?
I feel like I'm tingling all over the body.
Can I tell you, when I wrote this, I was, like, super stimulated. It was difficult for me to write it because I was so tingly.
Yeah.
But I kind of shortened it a little because of the time. But do you like the imagery that I tried to create?
Yeah, I think it's very energizing because it's and cleansing. I like the wording of it, you know, just to energize, to tap into the resource that is around us, of the universal life force energy all around us, and how you created the visualization out of that, with connecting with the earth and with the universe. I really enjoyed that.
That's where I get all my power. My greatest teacher taught me something similar, and I made it my own. So, thank you for enjoying. Since we have a little time, couldn't have planned that better. Today was an awesome day in Levon Land on my gardening mission. Simone, you've heard me talk about this, right? How my mission of food, I want to connect. I want food to be everywhere. And a lot of my comrades share this. You know, people, Nick. And I met today with some other people, who are working towards, organizing the March Against Monsanto, as well as, you know, learning more about gardening. So we're throwing around some ideas. And today I read an interesting article, on theantimedia.org. It's titled, How to Beat Monsanto. Do you know about Monsanto, Simone?
I do, yes. GMO.
Exactly. And this is one of the best things I've read. That's why I feel compelled to share with you, because I'm on the same path. You know, I talk about things being parallel. It says, start your own seed bank at home. And think about it. It's perpetual sustenance, okay? And good points they make in this article is that, yeah, you can have store freeze-dried, dehydrated canned things, but what compares, and this ties into what we were talking about, Simone, mm-hmm. fresh, crisp fruits and vegetables that are fragrant and, you know, sweet and, you know, it invokes a different type of response from the body. You know, you want to nourish yourself in that way.
And just imagine if you're growing your own food, that it's, you're putting your energy. As soon as you're putting the seed into the ground, mm-hmm. you're already putting your energy into your future food.
It's profound to think about. And, you know, I lose sleep over this, Simone. It drives me slightly mad, the fact that in society, we need very few things, but we overcomplicate it. And let me explain. Mm-hmm. So I have this job. Why do I have this job? I have this job so that I can provide myself with food and a place to live. Okay. But I spend all of my time at this job getting this money so that I can buy this stuff so that I can be comfortable. Why don't I just spend the time doing what I need to be comfortable? You see what I mean? That's where I struggle in this current realm. And it's just maddening to me. I mean, cool, yeah, technology's cool, there's a sense of disconnection, right?
Talking about gardening is not fair because we still have snow here in Vermont, so I have to start the seeding inside.
You know, that's okay too.
But also, you know, like I have a friend, she has a greenhouse, and she started, you know, her business of 2 weeks ago or so, studying her, the hanging plants, and, you know.
You can make your own, vertical or upside down pot for like $4.
Yeah. If you know that might be a topic that you need to talk about more. And maybe you can teach me on that too.
Oh, yeah. You know, as soon as we're able to stream video, I want to do several gardening segments because I've got my seed bank, I just need to find more time to get my plan into action, you know, and that's part of what we were talking about earlier, is taking the time to be aware of yourself and pay attention to what you need to do to get what you need done.
that's the thing, yeah. And, you know, I think that's what a lot of people and a lot of my friends are struggling with, is the cost of living versus making a living with what makes them comfortable.
Yeah, their passion, right? I think
their passion and life purpose, helping others.
So many people are on the same mission, and mm-hmm. a lot of us are connecting and figuring out that we can offer a helping hand and boost each other up towards our, towards our own personal passions. So,
in growth.
Exactly, because we're all evolving every day, right?
Absolutely.
Why not do it together?
I think that's that we all have that consciousness, but we're still a little bit stuck in that old paradigm idea of having a secure job. And maybe not completely believing that this is the ideas that we have of helping others, to empower others, that they self-empowers, is actually the future and has a future. And that we'll be able to create enough abundance to sustain ourselves, to pay our bills,
And that's my purpose. Because I want people to thrive, not survive. And I think that we were all born to do that.
Yeah.
Regardless of your beliefs, you deserve it. You deserve it. That's all I gotta say. It's enlightening always to be joined by you. My mission is always to empower the mass towards optimal health, and to educate the masses towards that goal. Mind, body, spirit are one. I believe it. We try and cover different topic every week in relation to one of those things, something a little different than the often not so enjoyable political stuff we hear on the other evenings, which are Monday and Wednesday, same time, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. Miss Simone, you must be exhausted as it's almost morning time.
Yeah. I just wanted to say that one of my life purpose passions is to self-empower people, to show them that they have the power within them to help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
When you reach out, if you reach out to me, I can provide you with tools that you can use to help yourself. And that's why I call myself an intuitive coach. I'm a Reiki master teacher, but I'm also mostly an intuitive coach, So just knowing you have it within you, and sometimes you just need to put aside all the beliefs that don't serve you anymore and get to the bottom of it and change your thinking patterns.
Absolutely. And how can people contact you, Simone?
My email address is sbhealingsolstice, spelled sbhealingsolstice@gmail.com. Or under Simone Blaise, BLAISE, on Facebook.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on again.
Yeah. If you're well and it all works out, we'll get back to our normal schedule. You could expect Simone again, not this upcoming Friday, but the following. And the exact date would be April 4th.
And again, I'm happy to get some feedback on the guided meditations today.
Both of us are. Please.
Yeah.
Please.
So you can contact us. And, I think now I have the outline and I'm happy to adjust it. And I will probably, like I said, in the near future, post it on my blog on YouTube and then, let you guys know.
Yeah. Thank you, Simone. Have a beautiful evening and a lovely week.
You too.
And check back with us on Monday, guys. Have a great, great, awesome weekend. All of those things. Bye.
Bye.
Through the stereo. Yo, here we go. Go through the stereo.